Black and blue or white and gold? No, I'm not still obsessed with the dress, but changing colors are definitely on my mind after hearing that Vincent van Gogh's reds are fading to white. Van Gogh painted with a type of red lead pigment that was not supposed to fade, but it is. And that finding by Belgian scientists surprised Francesca Casadio. She's a conservation scientist with the Art Institute of Chicago.
We have known for some time that some of the pigments that Van Gogh used have altered with times. But honestly, I was quite surprised to find that the red lead, the mineral pigment that typically is considered relatively stable, also failed him.
We're talking the late 19th century. Van Gogh is using these colors. Was he buying these paints from a company?
Yes. Actually, his brother was buying most of his paint supplies for him. And because Van Gogh was so prolific with his letters, we actually have very accurate documentation of exactly what tubes he was buying.
What kind of materials were those paints based on?
Many yellows based on chromium, for example. He bought lead white and zinc white, which was so instrumental for his textural brushstroke, and clearly also tubes of red lead.
Artists in the 19th century, I mean, how sophisticated were they thinking about color and fading color? Did they understand which colors would fade, and did they choose colors because of those properties?
I think that they were pretty sophisticated. Color was really important for them. But also, this is the time right after the Industrial Revolution where pigment manufacturer, you don't have the workshop and the assistants grinding minerals and having all control on the production. You have the first industrial production. And I suspect that the failing of this red lead may have to do with something in the way it was produced.
Are you saying that if you go back to the Renaissance, that those paints were more permanent than some of these industrial manufacturings of paints?
Some of the industrial manufacturing did include impurities that we know now cause some of these changes. But artists, of course, loved the convenience of buying paint in a tube and not having to make their own paints. And in fact, Renoir said there would be no impressionists without the paint tube, which was introduced just in the 1840s. So the more we have scientific tools that can glean all this information from microscopic samples that are smaller than a grain of fine table salt, the more we can then interrogate 19th century catalogs and what the artists write to look for these clues of what the artists knew about these colors. And for example, Edgar Degas, another impressionist, he would put his pastels on the windowsill to sort of bleach out the colors and get a sense of what he thought would be the real color.
Finally, what about the philosophical question of restoring these paint colors? Do you not? I mean, if you do, you're altering an original creation. But if you don't, you allow something that's got immense value to slowly die.
It would be highly unethical in conservation to overpaint with the color we think is the original color. However, there was a very interesting experiment that was done at the Harvard Art Museum recently with the Mark Rothko murals of projecting light that compensate the color over the surface of a painting that has faded.
Was that intentional? I went to see that exhibit. I thought they were just messing with the Rothkos.
No, it was absolutely. It was a five-year research project, and I think it's fabulous.
So, Francesca, before I let you go, I've got a professional, you, who knows color and hue. That dress last week that went viral, blue with black trim or white with gold trim? How do you fall?
Oh, I'm not sure I'm familiar with the image. Did you say blue with gold trim?
Oh, really? This went viral all over the place.
Well, you know, you're talking with a real nerd when I'm very up to speed. As soon as you called regarding Van Gogh's red, I knew exactly what you were talking about. But the blue wedding dress with accents, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'll send it to you after the interview.
But I'm Italian. I love fashion, so I'm sure that I would love it either way.
Francesca Casadio, a conservation scientist with the Art Institute of Chicago. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking with you, Marco.
And you can see some of Van Gogh's fading colors at PRI.org.